This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta to review the full spectrum of bilateral ties and provide fresh momentum to the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. The two leaders also witnessed the exchange of memoranda of understanding aimed at enhancing collaboration in areas of mutual interest. Speaking at a joint press conference with the Indonesian President, in Jakarta, Mr. Modi said, growing mutual trust has strengthened cooperation in defense, security and the maritime sector, with both countries agreeing to expand defense exchanges, disaster management cooperation and industrial collaboration.
Aaj humne defense exchange, disaster management aur industrial sahyog badhane par sahmati banayi. Ab hum dono deshon ke coast guards Hind Mahasagar mein maritime safety aur security ke liye milkar kaam karenge. Do kareebi maritime desh hone ke nate humne blue economy, port development aur maritime trade mein aapasi sahyog badhane ka bhi nirnay liya hai.
Mr. Modi said the partnership is advancing across a wide range of sectors, including development, security, technology, culture and education, expressing confidence in the future of bilateral ties. He said a new golden chapter in the India-Indonesia partnership begins today.
Hum development, security, technology, culture aur education har kshetr mein mahatvapurna kadam badha rahe hain. Mujhe vishwas hai aaj se भारत इंडोनेशिया साझेदारी का एक सुनहरा अध्याय शुरू होगा और इस सुनहरे अध्याय का बहुत बड़ा सकारात्मक प्रभाव 21वीं सदी की दुनिया पर होगा, पूरी मानवता पर होगा.
The Prime Minister said an agreement signed today will make India's high quality and affordable medicines more easily available to the people of Indonesia. He added that India will contribute to the capacity building of Indonesian doctors and healthcare professionals. Amid the political storm intensifying in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, the Jammu and Kashmir Joint Awami Action Committee has issued a 48-hour deadline to the government in Islamabad, threatening a grand and final response on the 9th of July if their conditions remain unfulfilled. In a formal declaration, the committee announced that its current sit-in protest will persist indefinitely until all of its demands are satisfied. The sixth batch of pilgrims for the ongoing Sri Amarnath Yatra was flagged off from the Bhagwati Nagar base camp in Jammu early this morning amid tight security arrangements. Our correspondent reports that a total of 8,815 pilgrims left for the Holy Cave Shrine in Kashmir. Eight people were killed and some others were missing after thunderstorms and gales brought by severe convective weather hit the eastern part of central China's Hubei province. According to a provincial emergency management authorities, thunderstorms, strong winds and tornadoes struck several cities last evening. In Huangkang, 275 people were injured while over 400 residents were shifted to safer locations. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall today over parts of coastal Karnataka, Gujarat, Konkan and Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Interior Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim are also expected to experience heavy rainfall during the day. In men's cricket, India will take on hosts England in the third T20 International of the five-match series at Trent Bridge in Nottingham tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 10 p.m. Indian time. The men in blue will look to level the series as new skipper Shreyas Iyer is yet to register a win under his captaincy. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.4% up in the forenoon session today. The Sensex climbed 307 points to 78,592, while the Nifty advanced 83 points to 24,514 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.